Tennessee lawmakers will have to return to Nashville to solve a $60 million error in the state's new DUI law. Governor Bill Haslam made the announcement this afternoon, but he's not asking legislators to tackle another major problem while they're in town. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
There have been two reasons for a special session. One is a mistake in a law meant to raise the penalties for underage drunken driving. The federal government has threatened to withhold some of the state's highway funding if it's not fixed by October 1st. The other is disgraced State Representative Jeremy Durham. He faces calls for expulsion after being accused of sexual harassment and misusing campaign funds. Haslam says he'll call lawmakers back for one problem, but not the other.
We're meeting because this issue has come up, and we need to address this to make certain that Tennessee doesn't lose $60 million.
Haslam adds it's not his role as governor to deal with Durham, but legislative leaders are welcome to if they choose. The Franken Republican will leave office in November, but not before qualifying for a state pension. Expulsion would deny him those payments. Lawmakers have shown little appetite for punishing him, however. Expulsion petitions came up far short of the number of signatures needed. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.